years of advice for your house, home, castle, or cabin.
Y'all have things you want to get done.
It's Rosie on the House.
Thank you this Saturday morning for tuning in to Rosie on the House. It's every Arizona homeowner's weekend happy place, weekend morning tradition, and we're proud to be a part of it. Thanks for tuning in. It's a 9 o'clock hour where we invite people to call in with whatever project you're trying to tackle around your house, home, castle, or cabin and see if we can't put our over 40 years of building and remodeling in Arizona, put that experience to work for you, the Arizona homeowner. We'll give you tricks and tips of the trade, give you the tools you ought to be using, and actually give you actual material brand names of products we found to be particularly successful in our great state. As you may have been hearing the last couple weeks, Jennifer and I took an extended stay out of the country. We got back. We were back about a week, and then I again had to leave again. And in both those instances, I was in locations right on the coast where I didn't have to inhale any pollens or pollution of any type. I was enveloped in clean air coming off the Mediterranean Ocean and then again off the Gulf in Key West. And it has been a long time since I've enjoyed the freedom of breath that I had in that experience. And I tell you what, folks, when we were flying home from the Spanish Mediterranean, from the time I landed at Sky Harbor to the time I got to the luggage carousel, I knew I was home. and that was the middle of April. So I wanted to bring in a good friend, Dr. Michael Manning from Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology, who I visit weekly. Thank you, Dr. Mike, for that, to keep my highly allergic body in check so I can enjoy the great state of Arizona. Thanks for coming in today, man.
Absolutely, Rosie. Good to be here.
So I get home from the Mediterranean, middle of April. Arizona's completely torn up for like 2 weeks in this dust situation and this wind-blowing situation. I mean, there were days you couldn't hardly even see the sun. It was just like yellow, you know, cloud covering everything. And I'd show up at the office, and the misery index was like off the charts. And y'all didn't have an empty seat in the house.
You know, you're traveling in the worst time of the year for us. You know, spring is really mid-February through 100 degrees. Allergy sufferers love triple digits. So when we get to 100 degrees, it gets better for you for a lot of reasons. One, you're staying inside more. The plants don't pollinate. But when you are coming and going in mid-April, we just are exploding around here. So when you get away from it, you're going to feel better. And coastal environments, if people are saying, where should I move? There's no perfect place for allergies. I mean, if you're allergic, your body will probably find something to react to. But if you can be coastal, and coastal where the wind's coming off the water blowing inland, there's no pollen on the coast. It's all blowing inland. So
it's delicious.
It's like the West Coast. I would rather have allergy sufferers live on the West Coast than the East Coast because prevailing winds go west to east. So it's clean air right there. Now, once you're inland, it's game's over.
Gets
it's just
complicated.
Not being here. Correct.
And I want to talk about the complication of breathing clean air. If Jennifer would do it, and she won't. But if Jennifer would do it, I mean,
blaming it on Mama.
I mean, I would move. I would live in probably Park City from November to April, and then I would live in Antarctica, like from April to September.
Those would be good pollen-free zones.
See, I could breathe year-round.
Yeah. Well, you could be in Antarctica year-round too. So yeah, that'll also work.
No. But when I'm away on an extensive ski vacation, 3 or 4 or 5 days or more, it's glorious.
Right.
It's absolutely glorious. And I don't want to infer that, you know, the treatments I've been getting for 40 years aren't working, because before, I could not have lived here.
Yeah.
I couldn't have stayed. And the irony is when we came here in the 60s, we came with my family because this was an area you wouldn't suffer allergies.
Well, that's a little bit of an urban myth.
Okay.
There's a lot of desert plants that are allergenic. We have our own native desert ragweed that pollinates twice a year, which is different than back east and Midwest. So, you know, our Midwesterns that come out here and move it this way, they're used to August, September ragweed. The first frost goes away. We get ragweed in the fall out here, so they'll still suffer with that, but there's no short season. And our desert plants turn around and get us in the spring. So there's a lot of native desert plants that are allergens. It's just as people have moved here and made it an oasis and not just the desert, it's gotten a lot worse, plus all the pollution issues and that we deal with. So, I mean, there's a lot of breathing problems here that are allergy-induced. There's also non-allergy breathing problems. So if a patient like yourself says, man, I go to the coast and I feel a lot better, we say that's probably a good indication that it's some allergy here that's bothering you. Because if you go and you don't really improve, a lot of different things can be going on. But if you can get to the coast, get to California, stand and let the water lap at your feet for a few days, a week, and everything gets better, that's an allergy that you're suffering here.
Yeah, we kind of narrow it down. As a matter of fact, Dr. Gene, mm-hmm. just recently, I haven't been skin tested probably in 10 years at least.
Yeah.
And she said, let's just run it all again. And it was the same result as it was before. I'm allergic to everything.
Yeah.
So, I reacted to all 60 pricks on my back.
Yeah. The unfortunate thing with allergies, there's no true cure. I don't care what type of allergy you're talking about. Unless you're not exposed, there's no true cure. It's all about control. So
yeah.
Everybody can reach a different level of control. And it just depends on how allergic you are and what you're allergic to. The more you're allergic to, the harder it is to control. If it's one thing, that's pretty easy. But kind of like yourself, when it's every month of the year and animals and all that kind of stuff, it's just a harder issue to deal with.
Well, I want to talk more about living in Arizona. Correct. And keeping it manageable. But we've got somebody on hold that wants to join the conversation, talk about air conditioning. One of the things I want to talk to you about is how much good does it do to create a perfectly pure indoor environment in your home, your bedroom, your living room, your kitchen, if in fact you're outside as much as I am? And I want to get to that in just a minute.
And as we bring Tom in to the conversation, did I just hear right? Did Dr. Manning just give us tax advice?
But
he just told us how to write off a California vacation for medical purposes?
Can you write?
Did I read between the lines correctly?
You just need his signature on a prescription pad.
All right. I think I just got a summer vacation.
Two weeks in Santa Barbara for you. All right. Let's bring Tom into the conversation here. Rosie on the house. Good morning, Tom.
Hello.
What's your project today?
Go ahead.
What's your project today, my friend?
Okay. I have to replace my house AC. It's a 4-ton. I'm in a double-wide, 3-bedroom, 2-bath home, and the guy from Howard Air, he's telling me I got to keep my 4-ton, but I've heard you guys say that the newer units are more efficient, haven't I, and that a lot of times you want to go to a smaller tonnage unit so it doesn't turn off and on so much.
Tom, what vintage is your modular home? How old is it?
About 10 years old.
Okay, so that tells me a lot. And then how many people live in the house?
Just me right now.
Okay, and are you a year-round resident?
Yes, I actually had a stroke last year, so I'm home all day, every day.
And in the summer, what temperature do you keep your air conditioning set to?
Well, typically, like between the 3 and 8,
uh-huh.
I'll be having it at 83 degrees.
Okay.
83 or 84 degrees,
and
you know, cooling it. I mean, that's where I'll set the thermostat, you know, super cool it during the day.
Okay.
You know, and during my off-peak hours.
So in the middle of the summer, your summer bill is probably only bouncing around $225, $250, right?
Yep, that's right.
Yeah. Okay. So what was it that drove you to a 10-year air conditioning unit? You should maybe be able to get some more years out of that. What drove you to get quotes to replace your unit?
Well, first of all, it stopped blowing the cold air. Howard Air came out. I'm on one of their maintenance plans.
Okay, good.
And he was asking me how old it is. And the thing is, it's made noise for a few years now.
Okay.
The first 5 years of use, it was in the direct sunlight all day long. It's in the shade now, but, you know,
With a tree that's grown up.
But it's really noisy even when it's running right.
Okay. Well, here's what I would recommend you do, Tom. ask the man from your area. The fact that you have a relationship with an air conditioning contractor is great. Okay. Ask to see the manual J calculation on it. We do tell people, generally speaking, when you're getting a quote to replace your current air conditioning unit, we can almost every time take a half or one ton off your existing system. That's going to save you money on the equipment because you'll be buying smaller equipment. You're going to be buying much more efficient equipment than what we were putting on 10 years ago. And you're going to be buying equipment that costs you less to run. And air conditioning costs money to start. It takes 6 times more energy to start than it does to run. So if an air conditioner comes on, a small air conditioner comes on and runs a long time, you're going to save a lot more money over an oversized unit that turns off and on. And the other thing to go along with the topic of breathing clean air, a smaller unit running longer will filter the air inside your house, creating better air quality inside your house than a large unit shutting on and off all the time. So before I would go with that 4-ton quote, I would ask them to please produce a manual J spreadsheet. That's a calculation of the BTU consumption your house is consuming through the windows, through the walls, through the attic, through the floor. They have to know what kind of insulation you've got and all of that. Then it spits it out exactly. Here's the size unit you need. I believe a manual J calculation should be mandatory on every air conditioner replacement and every air conditioner replacement, and we don't see it done often enough.
And even at the end of that, you could still have two different opinions, three and a half, multivariable speed. There can be health conditions taking into effect on needing to maintain a good 72 degrees, something a little lower. So even after a scientific estimate, you'll get multiple opinions.
Well, I'll tell you one place you won't get multiple opinions is where to buy your next vehicle. It ought to be a Ford, and it ought to be Sanderson Ford, all right? Sure. Now, look, it's the big time. It's time to get Arizona's largest Ford dealership, Sanderson Ford. Go hit them for their biggest sale in 63 years. This 63rd anniversary sale is big time. They've loaded up their 65-acre complex with over 1,500 new Fords in stock, all with big-time discounts. For example, purchase the all-new 2018 EcoSport SUV for only $16,900 or a four-door Super Crew F-150 truck for only $28,900. You'll get big-time savings on Arizona's biggest selection of new Fords, and on top of all the incentives and big-time discounts, you'll get a 55-inch TV for or a $500 Visa gift card with every new Ford. The biggest sale in 63 years is on now at Sanderson Ford, 51st Avenue. Just remember, Sanderson's always closed on Sunday. We are at Rosie on the House, putting a little tap in your toe here this Saturday morning with Dr. Mike Manning from Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology, talking with Tom about air conditioning at his house, talking about how much better I felt coming home after extended vacations where all I was breathing was unpolluted, unallergen-filled, pure ocean air breathing, and I could have the windows open, breathing through all night long. Although, Romy, On another note on why I'm not a fan of Key West and chickens, there's chickens all over that island. And for what I was paying for a room, I ought to be able to sleep with the windows open and not have a rooster outside crowing all night long. I mean, you walk through town and there's chickens everywhere.
Interesting.
Free range chickens and roosters all over Key West. So reason number two, I will not be going back to Key West. All right. But I was breathing good. I just wasn't sleeping very well.
So if you find a free-range egg, drop it in a glass of water. If it floats, throw it away. If it sinks, it's fresh.
That's the acid test, right? Huh? Okay. All right, so I get home from Europe, and Jennifer, I noticed how much better I was sleeping there and snoring less and breathing better. Mm-hmm. And so we come home and say, okay, that does it. We are ransacking this bedroom. We're getting rid of all the bedspreads, hydro cleaning the mattresses, getting rid of the carpets and the rugs, and going to put a monster size HEPA filter at the foot of the bed and just try and create a perfectly clean sleeping environment. But now I've always been under the impression that because I'm outside all day long, that's only going to do me a limited amount of good. So I've never gone through the trouble. What's y'all's position with patients on that?
Well, you know, if we're trying to control any environment, the sleeping environment's the first thing you look at, because at least about a third of the day is you're there. So that's something you can control. We are in and out a lot. So if you can control that and help yourself sleep, you know, sleep is good. It's good for the immune system, et cetera. So there's a lot of benefits for that. So we would still recommend that you do that, even though you're in and out. You know, if you're in your car, don't drive with the windows down. Roll it up, recirculate the air. If you've been outside and you're walking your property and you're picking apples and all this, you know, go in and hose off. We always recommend taking a shower before going to bed. And rinsing everything off. You don't actually have to bathe. I don't care if you jump in the pool, but just rinse the pollen off of you. Because say if you've been working outside, you take a shower and you go with your friends, your wife.
Come on, mow the lawn.
Yeah, but then you go, you know, out to dinner someplace and you're sitting outside and it's a nice evening. You're not getting hot. You're going to go home and go to bed, right? Go home and hose off, because you've just collected a bunch of stuff on you and you don't want to be sleeping with it, because you're going to bring it to bed with you. So things that you can do in the environment, your sleeping environment's important. We do recommend good HEPA filters. There's a lot of different type of filtration systems out there that make a lot of claims. From an allergy standpoint, a good HEPA filter is what you want. It'll have a carbon pre-filter, a good HEPA filter, change it routinely, and it works really well. It makes noise. If it's quiet, it's not a HEPA filter. So it's going to make white noise for you. Keeping the windows closed. Don't sleep with the windows open. I mean, when it's
That's so hard for me to do.
And when's the best time to do that, right?
Yeah,
February,
right.
March, yes. Early April, yeah. And that's our allergy season. You're just dragging the stuff in. So, you know, keeping the windows closed, hose off, brush the pets at the door. People don't think about that. You may not be allergic to your dog, but you can be allergic to what the dog's bringing in. So wipe them at the door. Brush them at the door before they come in. That can help also.
Well, how about the neti pot at night before bed? Just getting everything you've ingested.
It's kind of like washing the nose.
It's so romantic.
It is. You know, the neti pot, the Neomeds, the nasal lavage, flushing the nose, washing the nose out can help a lot, especially if you're also on medicine. So if you're taking a nasal spray that's to treat allergy symptoms, you know, if you wash the nose out with a neti pot or a nasal lavage beforehand, wait a little bit. It kind of cleans the nose. The medicine's falling on the cells you need it to fall on, and not a bunch of mucus. It's just sitting there in the nose that the nose produces to protect you. So all the symptoms you have of allergies is a protective mechanism. Sneezing, trying to get the stuff out of you. Mucus, trying to get the stuff out of you. Coughing, trying to get the stuff out of you. Plugging up so it doesn't get in you. That's all a kind of a protective mechanism.
Now, I actually have a 12-second sneeze.
One sneeze for 12 seconds?
It just never stops, and it's horrible.
Well, the average number of sneezes in a row for an allergy sufferer is 7.
That's good to know. I get them. I blend all 7 into 1.
Okay.
And I mean, it shakes from the bottom of my feet all the way up through the top of my head. It's like this giant exhalation of everything at one time.
So, yeah, control your environment. You know,
How about bedding?
Well, the one thing that we don't have here that a lot of places do are dust mites.
Yeah.
So we're not a big dust mite capital. Dust mites like cool weather and humid weather. That's not Arizona, right?
Okay.
So if you don't bring your bedding from South Carolina or Chicago or the coast, you're not bringing dust mites in. It's not as big of a issue here, but keeping bedding clean is good.
Hey, Gary, we had a texter. We wanted to know, was that Old Crow Medicine Show you rejoined the last segment with? I wasn't paying close enough attention.
Actually, Wagon Wheel was recorded by so many people, but Old Crow's one of them.
That was one of them. Good ear. All right. You can text at 411-923. Join the conversation at 1-888-767-4348. We're coming back. We're going to do our weekly home maintenance how-to. If you've got your digital home portfolio open at Homezada, be ready. Welcome back to Rosie on the House, your Saturday morning tradition for 30 years. And as part of our 30-year Thank You for 30 campaign, we've rolled out this new digital home maintenance feature of rosieonthehouse.com. You just click on login once you get there, and you can set up your home's profile and operate and maintain your home maintenance calendar. This is the part of the program where we dive into our weekly to-dos. We're talking deep cleaning this week. We've got a lot of things that we don't think about. When was the last time you pulled out your oven? You know, whether you cook there a lot, there's a lot of stuff that collects behind there. The coils on your refrigerator, inside your dishwasher. Look down at the drain and see, probably got a little bit of white crud and buildup. Well, we're going to be diving through all of those, but there's been an incredible enhancement in the way cleaning products are manufactured and distributed now, and it's being done by one company right here in America out of Toledo, Ohio. If you haven't heard us talking about it before, it's the Jaws Cleaning System. Just add water, and we've got founder and visionary of this product, Bruce Yacko, on the line with us now to talk about using the Jaws cleaning products for our spring deep cleaning home maintenance to-dos.
Romy, how are you? Great to talk to you. Congratulations on 30 years. What a big deal there. And we got some big news, too. I have a granddaughter coming probably this weekend, and very, very excited about that. Then lastly, Jaws can now be found in over 1,500 Kroger stores across the country in divisions and can be found right there in Fry's right there in Arizona.
And one of the great things about Fry's and why Amanda uses them is they've got a pickup system now. So once she got her first list set up of here's our weekly items we get, and then they give you a pickup time. Come by between 1 and 2 and you park outside the refrigerated pickup. They load it to the truck and it's not getting all four kids out of the car, getting all across the parking lot.
Fry's is an awesome store, awesome chain, and we're very excited to have Jaws on their shelves in their cleaning section.
And when I heard that y'all were back on the shelves in Arizona at Fry's, I got really excited. That was the first thing I had Amanda do. Change that app. Anything cleaning product has to say Jaws on it.
Oh, fantastic. Well, we appreciate that. For when you go into the Fry's the next time and or you order it online, as Romy's talking about, you'll find the Jaws cleaning products in the cleaning aisle, and you'll notice them right away because the bottle is shaped and looks like a water drop, and you're going to see that refill, which is free, attached to the neck of the bottle on the third shelf up. Next time you're at Fry's, make sure you stop by that cleaning aisle and pick up your next bottle of Jaws.
And instead of buying one bottle that you're going to use and throw away, you're buying a bottle, and when it's done, you use the refill cartridge, and you can use this bottle up to 23 times at least. So the amount of plastic waste that's created is cut down 23 to 1.
Oh, we're throwing away billions of bottles to landfills every year, single use. And why not reuse that bottle, just make it a little more heavy duty, make it refillable, give a cartridge system that's about the size of a roll of nickels filled with concentrate that you insert into that bottle after you refill it with water. Stick that roll of cartridge down into the neck of the bottle, and when you tighten down on the sprayer, just made your next bottle of Jaws.
And you've got four different product lines specifically for different areas of the home.
We absolutely do, and that are non-toxic, safe for all the surfaces in your home. We have four different products in the lineup. We have a glass cleaner, a floor cleaner, a shower cleaner, and a kitchen degreaser. And to have a modern-day glass cleaner that you use on your big screen TVs, computer screens, iPads, iPhones, all those new modern surfaces in your home that you have to clean that won't attack that UV coating on your glass there in Arizona that you have because it has no harmful materials like butyls and alcohols, ammonias in it. Floor cleaner. You may have hardwood floors. You have granite. You have marble. You have bamboos. There's so many different kinds of tile and grout and things that you need to clean in your home. And having a modern-day cleaner like Jaws that can be used on all those surfaces and do an exceptional job. And then we have a shower cleaner. You have your glass door, Romy, and you get that hard water buildup that you're talking about in your dishwasher. Well, you have that on your glass. And being able to spray a non-toxic, non-fuming, pleasantly scented product on that glass to remove both the shower things from a normal shower use and soap scums and films and things like that to the hard water deposits that you find on that glass and make it squeak free and clean. Or that kitchen cleaner. You have marble and granite and cooktops and microwaves and dishwashers and refrigerators and things like that that you need to clean. And being able to use a product like our kitchen degreaser on all those surfaces.
You know, we always are looking for a three-way win here at Rosie on the House between our audience, the program, and our partners. And I've counted like six or seven wins here with JAWS because we're now doing it, like you say, economically. We're doing it to the environment because we're not accumulating the plastic waste like other products. It's economical because those refill cartridges are a lot cheaper than buying the next big bottle of whatever other brand. So there's also additional testimonies from Good Housekeeping, the Wall Street Journal, the Cooking Club of America, of course, Rosie on the House, and I don't know if this is true, Bruce, but I've heard this is even the floor cleaner that they use in the White House and Pentagon.
They absolutely do. And, you know, they're very prestigious. They had a big party in the White House and having that floor look magnificent. Well, why should the White House look any better than your own home? Well, folks, you can all find it in the Fry's stores. They're in Arizona, and we're in all of them. They're $4.99 normally. They're on special for the rest of the month at $4.59 for a bottle, plus your free refill is included. If you don't have a Fry's store in your backyard and you want to buy things online, JawsCleans.com, you can buy a kit, all four products, eight refills, $19.99, and promo code Rosie. And this week, part of our joy of being on your programming here and in celebration of all that's going on in Arizona, we're going to pick up the freight on that kit. So for less than $20, you're getting eight bottles of cleaner that can do 95% of the cleaning in your home. And for $19.99, the kit gets delivered to your door, so you don't have to go get it. But if you have a Fry's in your backyard, great promotion going on there, $4.59 a bottle for any one of the three bottles. The kitchen degreaser is not on shelf, so if you want to buy a kitchen degreaser, which is an awesome product for grills, you'll have to buy that one online. JawsCleans.com for all kinds of information. Fry's store for the product is on promotion for the rest of the month. Kit promotion under Rosie will be through week from this Sunday.
And it supports local small business America. We love it. Mr. Bruce Yakko, I appreciate it. I'll let you get back to the rest of your tribe with Melina, Madison, and Liam as they wait for arrival of cousin number four.
Yeah, we have a fourth a coming this weekend, so very, very excited for that.
Well, congratulations to the growing family and growing business and y'all's growing success as the leader in the changing the way the world cleans.
Well, we have so many blessings, and part of that is my friendship with you. So thank you.
We're talking about getting the home clean in an attempt to maybe try and minimize the amount of suffering you do with the boy. I'll tell you, this last April was absolutely one of the most horrendous air quality examples that I could ever remember in Arizona. And we're here. That's the JAWS product we were just highlighting there. We've been talking with Dr. Mike Manning of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology. He's right here in the studio. Dr. Mike, again, thanks for coming in and joining us.
You bet.
So he was talking about, you know, cleaning surfaces and keeping the surfaces clean. And you were talking about the fact that dirt mites just cannot live on a hard surface.
Well, dust mites don't live on a hard surface. But again, we're not real big dust mite capitals here in Arizona. But you said you're going to take the carpet out of your bedroom. You know, carpet can be a reservoir for pollens and molds and other allergens that we do have here in the valley. And animal danders will stick in there. It's hard to truly vacuum it out. I mean, a really good vacuum with a good HEPA filter and the vacuum is important too, trying to keep allergen load down in the environment.
Yeah, but it took us a little while to figure that out, but a lot of the older vacuums actually stirred up more dust than
it just kind of blows it out, and then you're breathing
blew
it
through the house rather than took it out of the house.
So anything,
but it left nice lines in the carpet.
yeah, right.
Okay, anything you can do to reduce dust collection, pollen collection inside will help you. I mean, the goal is when you go inside is that you're not outside.
Right. So the carpet people will tell you, well, the carpet is an excellent filter. It's actually an air filter in your house. I've never bought that because as soon as you're walking across it, the filter is now stirring it up. But filtration is pretty important. What are you advising? I mean, I have advice on filtration as it bases indoor air quality and technical relationship to your equipment. But when y'all are talking to a patient suffering and trying to get them pulled through the season as, you know, as healthy as possible, what are y'all giving people advice for in the medical office?
Well, so your home and allergen avoidance, you want to close the windows, close the doors, keep them closed throughout the season, even when it's beautiful weather and you want to open them. Run the air conditioner on a routine basis. And when I say run air conditioning, I don't necessarily mean you need to cool the environment. You want to run the fan, the filter, so it's running through the system and constantly pulling the air through the filter, cleaning it, and blowing it back out.
A lot of allergy sufferers will just turn the fan to on.
Correct.
And that's okay.
Absolutely.
The equipment doesn't mind that at all, folks. No. You can do that.
Change the filter routinely. Check it. You don't want a filter that's, you know, there's great filters out there, and we don't recommend getting the very best because I think it strains your system. I don't want them to break the system, but there's some better filters than not. So get a good filter. Change it periodically. Keep the windows closed. Like I say, if you're working outside and riding horses and you're dander allergic, take the clothes off in the garage. Go in and take a shower. Brush the dogs, brush the animals at the door, bathe them routinely, bathe them weekly, a dog weekly. Keeping the animals out of your bedroom can help. That's hard for most animal lovers to do, and I know that that's limited, but
yeah,
you know, well, keeping the door shut 24/7.
Fortunately, we don't have any indoor pets. I haven't let Jennifer bring the horses inside, and she hasn't let me bring my German short hair ponies inside. So we have no inside animals. And so that's one thing we do have going for us, but we are engaged with our animals a lot. And that's invariably outside, you know, stirring up the dust, riding down some trail.
Absolutely. You know, we want you to live and you understand that. So you can take, you know, medicines, you can do some preventative things before you go outside. Like if you're a golfer, a horseback rider, whatever, you can do some medicines or do some different treatments before you go outside. Do it when you get back. Do kind of that, you know, hygiene to get it off of you. Maybe take some more medicine. Do the nasal lavage. Wash the nose out.
That's after. You were mentioning some of the things you could do before. What were some of the things you would recommend before the activity?
Well, certain medicines I would take beforehand. Okay. So if you're using an oral antihistamine, take it a good hour before you're going to go outside or go riding. Certain nose sprays you could do either on a routine basis, or there's some that work pretty quick. You could do that also 30 to 60 minutes before you're going to go outside and do your activity.
There you go. We're here with Dr. Michael Manning of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology. Y'all have how many locations?
Three.
Serving the greater Phoenix metro area. They've certainly been serving and giving me my shots since I can remember. Fortunately, making my living here in Arizona a lot more bearable, because I can still remember my teenage years of not having treatment. And it was all I could do to try and figure out how am I going to get out of here. So fortunately, y'all have been able to make it so I can enjoy the great state of Arizona, which is what we're trying to get you all Arizona homeowners to do. Let's enjoy the great state of Arizona by staying tuned to Rosie on the House. Here at Rosie on the House, doing everything we can to drive your quality of life up. We're talking about breathing in Arizona with Dr. Mike Manning. Dr. Mike, again, thanks for coming in. Why do I have allergies? Is that my mom and my daddy?
You can thank your genes for that, correct? Yeah. Apples tend not to fall far from the tree. So an allergy is an immunologic response. It's part of your immune system. And it's a part of the immune system that was used to fight other things in the past, and in industrialized countries, we don't really have those issues. So it's found other things to react to. And so when you're allergic, and we can determine that by testing, if you're allergic to pollens or molds or cats or penicillin or a peanut, you make this antibody in your system and it attaches to certain cells. So when you get exposed, you have this big reaction. And it can be symptoms of, you know, water itchy eyes or sneezing or runny nose. You get congested. You can cough. You can wheeze. You may get hives. You could throw up if it's a food. And what the body has done is it's taking an innocuous substance, Bermuda grass pollen, and decided it doesn't like it and wants to try to kill it. And so that killing mechanism is what leads to all the symptoms that you're developing. Like I said, it's trying to get this stuff out of the body. So,
well, I wish all those body parts could leave me out of it. Let them have their little battle, you know, wherever they want. Just stay out of my sinuses. Yeah. I mean, it was snowing Palo Verde blossoms.
Oh, yeah. It snows yellow. I say that, you know, it snows yellow. And didn't used to when I was growing up here in grade school and high school. They started, you know, landscaping with Palo Verde trees. They are an allergen. People are allergic to Palo Verde trees. So when you see all that stuff going on.
Didn't we legislate mulberries out of Arizona because they were highly allergic? Now we're planting.
And olive trees, yeah. Mulberry and olive trees were disbanded. And now we got this other
thing. And that wasn't statewide. That was just counties.
Oh,
certain counties you can still plant fruiting mulberries. And there's a strand of mulberries now that don't develop pollen because they've been crossbred, hybridized to be fruitless mulberries, and those are still legal to plant. Yeah.
There you go.
That's the Swan Hill olive, too. They did the same thing with an olive tree to breed out the pollination. But we found that some of those genetically modified trees like that, genes are hard to change, and they want to go backwards. And so apparently some of these, just like some of the hybrid Bermudas, will start pollinating, which they're not supposed to. Some of these trees start pollinating again, too. So it's tough to run away from.
Wow. So we can manage it. So what you try and do is convince my body to quit trying to kill this stuff because you keep injecting me with everything I'm allergic to.
That's one ring. So, I mean, yeah. So with an allergy, you try to avoid what you can. If it's unavoidable, you can take medicines to treat the symptoms. You're just symptomatic relief or washing it out, trying to get it off of you, you know, so you don't feel so bad. Allergen immunotherapy or allergy shots tries to train the body to say, don't react so much to that. It's tough. The immune system is very redundant. There's a lot of moving parts. It's hard to target one area. So that's why with any type of true allergic response, you know, there's no true cure unless all of a sudden your body decides to stop making the allergic antibodies. And that can happen. But it's real tough to do. And the more things you're allergic to, the harder it is to control it.
Boy, well, I don't know what it is in my family DNA, but literally when y'all skin test my back, there isn't anything that doesn't react. It just lights up. She hands me the chart when I'm done. It's check. And then every once in a while, it's checked and circled and said, now really avoid this one.
Yeah. And so that skin test is a micro or a small allergic reaction because those antibodies are underneath the surface of your skin. So if I push something underneath there that you're allergic to, that mast cell that it's attached to, that allergy cell, releases histamine. And you make a red, itchy welt at the site.
Guilty. All right, Dr. Mike. Thanks a million for coming
in.
We really appreciate it. Oh, man. Well, we're going to try and fix it so you can breathe inside. And the next hour, we're going to talk about how you can maximize your enjoyment outside.
It is on our home maintenance calendar. The month of April was designated to outdoor living. And we've gone through everything. We've gone through evap cooling your patio spaces, misting your back spaces, shading your outdoor spaces. And now we're going to talk about enjoying your outdoor spaces. We've got Sunburst Landscape in studio next hour. May, going forward, next broadcast starts a brand new month in our home maintenance calendar. And we go to the garage. We'll be talking
about a good place to
insulating
spend the summer.
Your space.
That's a great
place. We'll be talking
place.
About cooling it. Repurposing it for a shop or a home theater or playroom center. We'll have a live broadcast in there at Sanderson Ford for their 63rd anniversary big sale going on. So we'll be very, very active out and about in the month of May.
One whole month on garages.
Talk about the garage. But back to this Saturday. We're still in the outdoor living space. Sunburst Landscaping is coming in the studio. If you've got a question about your outdoor living patio space or creating one, now's a perfect time to get online at 1-888-767-4348. 1-888-ROSIE for you. Text questions to 411-923 or email info@rosieonthehouse.com.